My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, Steve is on this episode of the podcast to share some Disney love. And you can be on this podcast too if you fancy joining me as a guest. Do get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Podmagical is where we are. Or if you just want to follow us on the socials, you can do that. You can also get in touch as well with any planning questions that you may have. Hi to Liam. Andy, looking forward to going to Walt Disney World later this year, but it does coincide with the World Cup, where, if I wanted to, would I be able to watch the England matches at Disney World? There's a couple of sports bars, actually, in Walt Disney World, Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. If you happen to be staying there or going over to there, Rick's Sports Bar and Grill. You can watch your sports matches over there. And also City Works at Disney Springs, down at Disney Springs, formerly Downtown Disney, is where you can watch all the sports games over there for the World Cup. There did used to be ESPN at the Boardwalk, just as you come out of Epcot. That has now closed. That's going to be a new bakery restaurant that's opening next year. Any questions for me, whether it comes to planning or just any Walt Disney World general questions, or you want to be a podcast guest like Steve, get in touch at Podmagical. Well, he had to cancel a 2020 trip like many of us. Steve, how are you doing, Steve?
Yeah, good, Andy, thanks. Good, yeah.
Have you got over that 2020 cancellation?
No, not yet. Still not. It's still a little bit raw. I was gutted, absolutely gutted at the time because, my son would have been 15 months and we thought, first steps down Main Street we had a few things planned that trip. So, no, gutted, but, unfortunately, the world is a different place now.
It is. What did you have planned for that trip, just out of interest?
Yeah, well, no, just so things that were different were, like, we had him booked into the Harmony Barbershop for his first haircut, so we'd let his hair grow quite long.
Yeah.
We had a reservation at Crystal Palace before Magic Kingdom opened, so we were going to have that bucket list.
Oh.
Shot down Main Street, nobody there. We were going with the family as well. So we actually were going to attempt 6 parks in one day.
Blimey.
we had it all mapped out. Unfortunately, that spreadsheet has got dust on it still. Things have changed a whole lot now since then. So whether even did it, I'm not sure you could even do it now. Four would probably be a good stretch.
Yeah, with the park hopping only after 2 o'clock, it will be running in, running out, running in again, afternoons and evenings. Yeah. So have you rescheduled that one, or are you just holding fire for a bit now?
No, biding our time. So I've got 2 boys now, so my youngest is 6 months. So it'll be a timing thing, probably when he's around 2. And my eldest son has a birthday around February half term, so he'd be 5. So I think that'd be like prime entry level, I think. So that's what we're looking to do.
Let's go back to your first ever trip to Walt Disney World. When was it, and what do you remember about that?
So I went in 1998 with my mum, dad and brother, and I was 10. We stayed off site. We had like a 5-day pass, so it was like we didn't go every day, but I have a core memory. My first day at Disney was just a core memory. I'd like remember it like the back of my hand. So we went to MGM, or Hollywood Studio. I always call it MGM.
Forever.
We met Pluto outside the door, the gates, and then I remember walking down Sunset Boulevard. Went on Tower of Terror. I had a school friend there at the time. We went on Tower of Terror. We had a breakfast at Hollywood Brown Derby. It was a character breakfast. And then we did the boats over to the boardwalk, lunch at the boardwalk, and then we had the sort of evening at Epcot and with the fireworks. So that was kind of like my first experience of Disney, and I've loved it ever since, basically.
Yeah.
Every time we've gone back.
You've got great memories of that, because like a lot of people, who, especially when you're going in the late 90s, before the days of being able to plan and seeing YouTube stuff, you're like, you're going in. We missed quite a lot of it, but I remember seeing the castle, but you've got really good, strong memories of different things. It's great.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. My family often remind me how my memory seems to be, you know, pretty solid. I'm telling him like things to the date and the minute sometimes. But yeah, because my brother was 3 years younger than me, so he has no memory of that trip at all. But I just remember that first day like it was yesterday.
What's your favourite Walt Disney World memory from all the times that you've been?
Well, it's really a tough question because, you know, whenever I'm there, I look in every corner of the place and I've just got like different flashbacks of times with people. You know, I've been with my parents a couple of times. I went with some friends when I was like 21 and then with my wife ever since. And the ones I really picked out were like I remember just being in the pool at the All-Star Movies with my brother. The second time we went was the first time we stayed on site. And I've just got this photo of us in the pool with this beach ball. And I just remember feeling just so happy. You know, it was just like this real flow state of, you know, how happy you were to be there and enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
And then funnier ones were like the first time my brother went on Tower of Terror must have been 2000 as well. And such is the thrust of you going down on the drop. I just remember him kind of rising up and my dad like grabbing him and like as if to say, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
they're kind of the ones. And then, you know, with my wife, just, you know, we've been as adults. So you go. And again, I remember being on the last time we went 2018, I remember being on Thunder Mountain. And again, I had a GoPro. So you've got like action shots and it's like all your worries just melted away, you know, whenever I look at that photograph. So that's kind of, when I see those, that's what I remember.
Yeah. It's like the photographs, but it's also the memories you've got. And just like you say, going back there is like opening up those memories and, you know, this is the first time we met this character here or this happened here. It just opens it all up again, doesn't it? And then you go and you make more memories.
Yeah, it is like going like back in time to you know, a moment in your life when you just remember it, and it's just the whole fabric of the place is just, it's just etched in your memory. You know, it's really unique. You know, I think that's why a lot of people love it so much.
Yeah, and especially with having kids of your own now, and like all the new things that's going to come, you know, in years to come that you're going to get to see as well. So there's more memories to be made that we don't even know about yet.
Well, I know, and that's what's so exciting, really, because you know, the thought of taking them, and again, you know, the world's a different place, and so is Disney World, really, yeah. Because it's changed so much since I've been going, but even in the last 3 years, it's changed so much, and it'd be like hitting the reset button for us with the two kids, with Genie Plus and all things like that. But I'm so excited. Whenever we can take them, I'll be absolutely buzzing. You know, can't wait for that.
What is it about Disney World then that you love? What is it that does it for you that you have to keep going back?
I think it is literally just it. That's the way it makes you feel. It's the memories that get added onto that each time you go back. And I think really, I'm like my truest and purest version. You know, I'm the truest and purest version of myself when I'm there. You know, it's just you're in that Disney bubble, and you know, it's all. You know, people say it's quite corny, but there isn't anything quite like it. And I don't know. I just have a yearning to be there most days of the week.
Don't we all?
You know, it's. Yeah, I mean, yeah, my Instagram, like most people, is probably full of, you know, people posting stuff, and you, I don't know, yeah, you know, go back to that. It's just the way it makes you feel. You know, I've never had a bad experience. It's always a good time, you know, when you're there. You know, I don't ever remember having kind of a bad experience or, you know, a bad memory. So that's what keeps taking me back.
We're going to talk about some of your favourite things very soon in your perfect Disney day. But do you go outside the Disney bubble? Do you like to venture to other parks? Or have you found anywhere else in Orlando or Florida that you like to visit on your trips?
No, I always say that I'd like to. But other than Universal, I'm pretty much a Disney man, to be honest, Andy. I go there for Disney. We'll go to Universal. Probably every other trip we'll go to Universal because we do like Harry Potter. You know, the rides there are great. And I'm a bit of a thrill seeker, so I do enjoy Hulk Ride. And they did have a thing called Dueling Dragons there, but that's gone. I think that's been replaced by Velocicoaster, so that will be definitely on the hit list.
Yeah, Hagrid's is actually where that was now. But, I mean, you've got Epic Adventure, the new park that they're building for Universal, which I think is going to have a lot of roller coasters in it.
I'll be there, I think, especially when the kids are old enough.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll like my thrill seeker. That'll be passed down to them. But, yeah, that sounds... I don't even know about the Universal expanding, so that's interesting.
They're opening a brand new park called Epic Universe. There was a bit of shade being thrown about a universe being bigger than a world. They were having a go at Disney.
Well, very clever, yeah.
We'll be back with Steve to chat Disney World with him and some of his more memories and favourite things very soon. Let's do a quick update. It's still a little bit quiet when it comes to news coming over from Walt Disney World. If you're a fan of the H2O products that you get in the rooms and on the Disney Cruise Lines, bad news. The provider of bath products for Disney Parks, H2O Plus, have announced they're going to retire the brand at the end of this year. So if you go in and you get those little samples, make sure you stock up, get them in the suitcase on your way home. There's been a new addition to the fireworks at Magic Kingdom, and it is a welcome addition as well. Enchantments, which performs every night, has finally added a little bit of Walt and a little bit of Mickey to the projections. The beginning of the show, there's an extra 2 or 3 minutes that just celebrates the opening of Walt Disney World, which is almost 51 years ago. And there was something missing from Enchantment, and I liked it, but it wasn't happily ever after. It was missing some sort of heart or some sort of emotion. If you've seen the beginning now, the extra couple of minutes that they've changed, it got me. I watched it. It was 6:30 in the morning. I put it on. I watched it on YouTube, and tears were rolling down my face. It was the beautiful moments that were missing as we celebrate 50 years of Walt Disney World. Whether it's going to stick around or whether it's going to be replaced with Happily Ever After, that's going to come back next year when the 50th ends. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe some big announcements at D23 next week, when I think we'll also be finding out when Fantasmic returns, because we found out a couple of days ago that cast rehearsals have started at Hollywood Studios for the nighttime spectacular. Can't wait to see Fantasmic back again. The new fireworks, Fantasmic. And lots of exciting news, hopefully, from D23. We'll do a special update podcast next weekend. So as soon as all the news comes from D23, we'll put that together in a podcast. So make sure you're subscribed. And of course, follow us on all the socials for all the latest news. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. Steve, on this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about some of your favourite things then now, Steve, at Walt Disney World. Let's start with hotels and places to stay. Where do you usually pitch up?
100% on site. The only time we stayed off site really was the first trip. And I remember the 2000, we stayed at All Star Movies, and it was just like the peak experience. You know, it was there for 2 weeks in that Disney bubble. I love to stay on site. I haven't ventured more than the All Star resorts. Stayed at Pop Century once. But that's more like, it was like cost really. We just like, you wanted to be there, and it was somewhere to crash, because our trips tend to be kind of dawn till dusk, which again will be very different next time. But we had French Quarter Port Orleans French Quarter booked for 2020, so I was gutted about that, because that's a really nice resort. So but that's where we'll be looking to stay going forward. 100% on site. It's I also live for the resort hot chocolate late at night as well, so you can't beat your refillable mug.
Refillable mug, pop in the morning, hot chocolate when you get back to take back to the room. Perfect.
Yeah, just a must.
So I'm guessing on your last trip that didn't happen, did you have the free dining plan that was thrown in?
Yes, we did, which was the first time we were going to have that, and there was another spreadsheet involved in how that worked. So that was really unfortunate, because we were looking forward to that, and it's still not back yet, is it?
Although
there's been an offer.
Yeah, there was a dining offer where they give you money to spend in restaurants, or in terms of the dining credits, you can't even buy it at the moment. Did you, when you had the 2020 trip, like a lot of us, you'd already had your restaurants planned? Because back then it was like six months in advance, wasn't it? And then you start getting the emails going, Crystal Palace has been cancelled, Topolino's Terrace has been cancelled, and you get all them.
Yeah, unfortunately, we actually paid our balance the day before they shut the borders.
No.
We were going in May 2020, and I think they did that in March. So we had everything was organized. I think we were only maybe a week out from doing the fast passes at the time. So, but yeah, all the restaurants, I just remember that day, all those reservations, you know, those cancellations. And I thought, it pained me to cancel. We ended up canceling. Really pained me to, because it was the deal. I thought, you know, real shame.
So where are your favourite places to eat? Where'd you like to go? What were you looking forward to?
So number one is definitely Ohana. Again, I live for the bread butter pudding at the end. It's just, even thinking about it, it's just amazing.
And yeah.
I've done that during the fireworks. before, and it's nice. You can use the Polynesian beach as well sometimes, just to look across the bay and the lagoon.
Yeah, that is nice.
So Ohana definitely, and I think we're definitely looking into that with the kids, because the breakfast, they've got like Lilo and Stitch.
They have, yeah, and Mickey.
So I think that could be quite fun. And then anyway, I've eaten at the California Grill a couple of times. That feels like a really special like treat to do that. Again, if you can time with the fireworks. I know there's a workaround now. You can go up to a lounge, I think. But it's really fun at the California Grill. The first time I went, I was about 12, and you could write on the you could draw on the tablecloth, and then they'd like replenish it.
All right.
And then I think they ripped it off and keep part of it. But yeah, you know, they'd like, the cast members are so good. The waiters there were great. You know, they give you like pens or crayons from memory, and you could do that. And, I went with some friends. We'd all turned 21 over the course of the year. So we said it was our birthdays, and we got a free chocolate cake between us.
You all had a birthday on the same day. Coincidence?
Yeah. They bought it, so, you know, joke's on them.
Yeah, fair play. They believed it. Or maybe they went, do you know what? Just give them the cake.
Yeah. Oh, well, absolutely. So, they're probably my favourite places. They've always held a good memory.
And what about your favourite attraction? It doesn't necessarily have to be a ride. It can be a show or fireworks, but your favourite attraction?
Favourite attraction's Tower of Terror, without a doubt. It was the first one I ever went on, you know, and the anticipation of when that white line, and you feel that air, that Florida air, as they open the doors, and you just have the anticipation of the drop.
Yeah,
never gets old, and I hope it will never get old as well. So I can't beat Tower of Terror.
Is there anything you don't like though?
I wouldn't say there's anything I don't like. I probably have a ranking list of things I'm least bothered about. So I've never actually got the whole Figment thing. I've been going since 98, and that's probably the one that I've kind of never really got on with. And but other than that, things like Tough to Be a Bug and Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, I didn't really tend to enjoy those, because I was always this person checking for like the bee sting at the back of the seat.
Oh, I hate
just
that.
To make sure.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, if you're a tiny little kid going to see the Bug's Life thing, it must be frightening, because it's frightening for me because it's really dark in there. And then the other thing where they blow the dry ice at you, and then the thing that jabs you in the back, and then the little bugs that run underneath your bottom and your feet. I'm like, this is terrifying as an adult. I can't imagine as a kid. I wouldn't take my kids in there.
Absolutely. I don't know how anybody comes out of there without some kind of nightmare,
yeah,
if you're of a certain age.
Totally.
Yeah, but... Yeah, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience used to be the same. I remember the snake version of that. I had to shut my eyes. I couldn't take it.
Yeah, the big smack. Mum used to hate that as well. She used to go in because she knew she wanted to, but she always used to hate that a little bit. So I'm going to give you your perfect Disney day. All right, you're there for a few weeks, but there's one day in particular that is just your perfect ideal day from start to finish, Steve. Run me through it.
Right. Okay. So I am probably waking up at the beach club, because that's on the bucket list. I'm then going to get a quick breakfast on the go. I'm going to bus it over to Blizzard Beach. I'm going to head down Summit Plummet as many times as my back can take. And then I'm going to take a spin around the Lazy River. They used to give free towels for resort guests there, so I'm taking advantage of that. Grabbing some donuts.
Still do, yeah.
Play. Yeah, brilliant. I'm going to play crazy golf at Winter Summerland. Then once we've done that, I'll be bus over to MGM. I'm going to hit up Tower of Terror and Toy Story Mania. Then it'll be a friendship boat over to the boardwalk, grab a lunch, probably at Pizza Window, because it's just fun to say, and it's not quite nice pizza. Then I'm going to walk over to Epcot, have a wander around World Showcase, and then in this particular perfect day, I'm going back in time to Illuminations, watching Illuminations from Italy. And then on this particular day as well, there's late night hours at Magic Kingdom, so I'm going to monorail it over there. I'm going to go Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain in the dark, and then on my way out, I'm going to go on Tron, because that's going to be open hopefully by the time we're there. And then it's a sleepy bus ride back to the resort, and a grabbing my hot chocolate from the canteen.
Don't forget your resort mug.
I'll try not to. Yeah.
So, have you rescheduled your 2020 trip? Have you got anything planned?
No. So we were thinking potentially maybe October, November next year. It'll probably be the earliest. But if not, my son will turn 5 in the February 24. So I think that'll be. That seems like the one. I think that'll probably be the one we're looking at doing. So that's our kind of our planning session between now and then.
Do you say you're going to test the water with a little trip to Paris though?
Yes, yeah. So November trip to Paris at Christmas. So that'll be just to see how they get on really, and how we get on with buggies and being out all day. And the cold might be a good test, even though it'll be obviously different in Florida.
The weather's very different. Especially Christmas time at Disneyland Paris, it is absolutely freezing. Very different experience.
I've heard, yes, but no, it should be a good atmosphere though. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, but Disney will warm your heart, so that's fine.
Absolutely.
Great talking to you, Steve. I hope that trip comes up very soon. You can look forward to it and start planning all over again and get that haircut booked in and Crystal Palace for breakfast and everything.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
Plan it and be on it. Thanks for chatting, Steve, and have a magical day.
Great. Thanks, Andy. You too.
I'd love to go on that podcast and talk about Walt Disney World because I love talking about Walt Disney World. Come on, come and have a chat. If you've recently been or you haven't been for years, it doesn't matter. Everybody's got their favourite stories from the most magical place on earth. So get in touch, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @PodMagical. Just send me a message. We'll sort out a time to get you on the podcast. If you are going over to Walt Disney World very soon, we'd love to get you on as soon as you get back. It should be pretty quiet, actually. Yes, we are into hurricane season, but pretty much all the schools are going to be back now. And plenty going on. We have got the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot with the Eat to the Beat concert series. Halloween is amongst us. In fact, this weekend is the first Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. Meanwhile, over at the Magic Kingdom, not so scary. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is on. And even if you're not going to that, because you know, it's a couple of $100 each, you'll still get to see all the Halloween decorations at Magic Kingdom as well. And if you are going to be over at Walt Disney World on Disney Plus Day, which is the 8th of September, you'll be able to get into the park a little bit earlier if you're a subscriber to Disney Plus. And if you're a subscriber to Disney Plus and you're staying on site, you're going to get even earlier than that. Early park access to you with some very special meet and greets and plenty going on in the parks, whether you're at Walt Disney World or Disneyland or Disneyland Paris. September the 8th is Disney Plus Day. Do let me know. Tag me in your pictures if you're going to be there. The top tip for this episode of the podcast. Now, you know you can stay in the parks a little bit later on select nights if you are staying at Deluxe Resort. So if you're staying at the Contemporary or the Polynesian or Animal Kingdom Lodge, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach, you know the really expensive ones. There are extra magic hours at night, usually Mondays and Tuesdays, either Epcot or Walt Disney World. You can only get in, you can only stay late if you're staying in a deluxe resort. Well, if you're thinking of doing a split stay and treating yourself to a couple of nights in a deluxe resort, do it on a Monday and Tuesday. If you stay in a deluxe resort on a Monday and Tuesday, that should get you into both of the extended evening hours. I think it's Epcot on a Monday, so when park closes at 9, you'll get to stay until like 11, and then Wednesdays is Magic Kingdom, which closes about 10 o'clock, so you'll be able to stay in for midnight, so you get them 2 hours. And it really is quiet in the parks. So if you stay in your deluxe resort on the Monday night, you'll get to go to Epcot's extended hours. If you also stay there on Tuesday, it means you're checking out on Wednesday. So you'll be checking into your new hotel on the Wednesday. So you'll be able to go to the extended evening hours on the Wednesday as well. So for just 2 nights, the Monday and Tuesday, you'll be able to go to extended evenings on the Monday and Wednesday. So if you are looking to splash the cash a little bit and maybe stay in a deluxe resort for a couple of nights, and they are a bit cheaper midweek as well, so might be worth considering. If you've got any top tips, do share them with me. I'd love to hear from you. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @PodMagical is where we are. Don't forget, we've got brand new podcasts coming out every other Friday. If you could tell your friends, if you could share it on socials, let them know we're here, especially if they love Walt Disney World, do give them a shout. If you could give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, that helps people find us as well. That's good for algorithms. So if you could do that, that's brilliant. If you've done that, thank you. And I'll speak to you in 2 weeks. Until then, please stand clear of the doors.